This is Emma.
Hey, this is Narissa, and you're listening to Overdue Conversations. Today, we are going to do an episode about how to become a reader. Mm-hmm. But first, we wanted to announce our next book club pick.
Yep. What are we reading?
If It Makes You Happy.
If It Makes You Happy. By who?
Julie Olivia.
Perfect.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
I didn't write it down.
It's a contemporary romance, but I hear like people are reading like 5 stars. Like, best contemporary romance ever, and it's fallish vibes. It's set in, like, September 1997.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. I don't think it's a debut novel, but I also don't think her other books are popular. So, this might be a good one. So, I think it's going to be a really good one, and I just need, like, a bomb read after the Academy. I need something good.
Yeah.
But I am so excited. But yeah, that'll be our November book club pick. Mm-hmm. So get to reading. And the episode will probably be out November 28th. So hopefully things go well. So yeah. You got a while to read it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Emma, how do we become a reader?
You pick up a book.
Pick
up a book. I think how I became a reader is I started reading romance. Okay. I think that is the easiest genre to read and to get into.
Yeah.
So I started reading Colleen Hoover because her books are really easy. I think Emily Henry's a great author to jump into, Abby Jimenez, Sarah Adams. But you just have to, like, you have to start, and you have to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. Mm-hmm. How did you become a reader?
I don't know. Okay, so I guess it stems from, like, my parents. They always had, like, expectation that I need to read before bed. So I think they gave me, like, 30 minutes before going to bed. So then that kind of started my love for reading. And then I kind of just grew as I got older. And I don't know, maybe, like, my mom was like, oh, this book is good, so read it. And then I always enjoyed, like, I have a really good memory. So I can remember plots of books that I loved. And so I wanted that feeling again when we, like, reconnected. Like, I don't know, we were, like, 22 or so. And when you were reading so much, I was like, I want to be like Emma. You were, like, reading, like, 100 pages a day. And I was like, I want to be like that. And I was like, I want to get back into it. I want to do something for myself because, you know, I was a young mom and everything I did was for my baby or for my husband. And so I was like, I need to do something for me. And I love reading. And you were inspiring me. And so I was like, okay, let's pick up a book. But I think I started with, like, a page goal rather than, like, how many books a month or something. I started with the goal of 12 books a year because I was like, I'm so busy. Like, I'm not going to have enough time for reading. But then by the end of this year, I've read 90 books already. And so I guess I fell in love with it, and it became easier to pick up a book. So I was reading, like, 6 books a month, and then that grew to, like, 9, 10, 11, 12. So yeah, I started with the page goal, and right now my page goal is reading 100 pages a day, but currently I'm in a season of where I can only listen to audiobooks most of the time. Like, picking up a physical book has been really hard. We're involved in a lot of Bible studies. We're out, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday sometimes, and then, Saturdays we're gone all day, and then Sundays we're gone all day. So it's like every day we have something, somewhere to be, something to do. And most of my time's with my toddler, so I gotta keep my eyes on her. She's a runner, so I gotta keep my eyes on her, and I can't pick up a physical book. So, yeah, I started with reading 100 pages a day. That was my goal. And now that she's older, it's, I gotta pop in a headphone and, like, do my chores or watch her play at the playground and stuff. So yeah, that's kind of where I started. And then it just kind of, when you get into the habit, you just make it work.
And, like, once you read a book that you love, you have, like, this kind of, like, euphoric, like, high, like, I want to read another one.
Yeah, you're, like, chase that feeling.
Yeah.
It's like a drug. The healthiest drug you can get. Great addiction.
Yeah.
It's a good addiction. But after that, I think it was, like, I can remember the dates because I talk about this all the time, but it's The Women. I read it, like, January 6th. Maybe it took me a week. But yeah, that's that euphoric feeling that I'm always chasing. And I haven't had that feeling again. Maybe, honestly, Regretting You by Colleen Hoover. That's gave me the most similar feeling to The Women, how I felt. But at that point, I just started rotating genres. I was like, okay, I read a historical fiction, so let's read a romance. Next, let's read a fantasy. You know, just kept going.
Yeah, and I think rotating genres is the best thing you can do, especially, like, I know some people, they only read romance.
Yeah.
And that's great, but romantasy fantasy is so fun.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of great, like, intro romantasy and fantasy. Suspenseful thrillers are fun. Like, the mystery aspect. Dystopian books. Even just regular fiction. There's a lot of great books. And I think a lot of people kind of get, some people can get stuck in one genre. But there's so many amazing books in every genre. And I think if you just find one or two books to start with in those genres, then it's easier to branch out, like, later on.
Yeah. And I think also, if a book's not working out for you, like, it's okay to not finish it. I'm still trying to learn this myself. Like, I really struggle with quitting a book. But it's okay. Like, it's okay. Like, don't waste your time. And if it's going to get you in a reading slump, then just move on. Or pick it up later if you really can't not finish it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Like a soft DNF or something?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then something I also started is, like, matching my bookmark to my book. So, I don't know. It's just, like, an aesthetic way of,
I only have one bookmark.
I know. I have a million. And, yeah. It's just an aesthetic way to be like, oh, my pretty book, my pretty bookmark. I don't know. It's like wearing a cute workout set.
Yes.
To work out.
Yes.
Like, you feel more motivated.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay,
yeah.
That's my workout set.
Yeah,
my matching bookmark. Yeah.
I also think a great thing you can do is, like, bring your book or, like, your Kindle wherever you go. Or, like, designate a time, even if you only have 30 minutes, to, like, read.
Yeah.
That's what I did. Like, I used to only, like, read before bed. Now I bring my book everywhere and I read it all day if I can. But I started out, like, designating, like, a time to read.
Yeah, like, get your cozy setting. Get your nice drink if you need it, or your hot cup of coffee.
Yeah, get a blanket.
Yeah.
Set up an ambiance on, like, the TV, either, like, a fireplace or the, some, you can, like, look up, like, I've looked up, like, Fourth Wing ambiance.
Yeah.
And it has, like, dragons flying, and it has, like, cool music, and, yeah, turn on ambiance, and then just sit and enjoy and read your book. It's it's peak reading experience, honestly.
Yeah, when I just, like, if I'm reading a thriller and I throw on, like, a mystery, what do you call it, instrumental, and there's, like, that one song that hits for that one moment you're reading, you're like, yeah, like, this is why we do this.
This is fun.
And that reminds me of, like, immersive reading. Have you ever done that where you're listening to the same book that you're physically reading?
So I've done that with the Devney Perry Crossroads and Sunlight, because I read it on Kindle, and then Kindle Unlimited, and then Kindle Unlimited also gives you, like, the audiobook. And so I would, like, this is literally a true story. I'd be in the shower and I would, like, put it on my phone. And as I'm listening to the audiobook, I'm also reading it as it's going, because it highlights the words as they read it. So I'm just, like, keeping pace. And it was a really good reading experience, honestly. Cool.
You did read those so fast. I was watching your Goodreads. I was like, dang.
Yeah, because there's only, they're less than 300 pages each. And then I listened to it on, like, 1.7 speed. So, and that was even, like, maybe a little too, I probably could listen to it on, like, 2. So it was really only, like, 4 to 6 hours of, like, actual, like, time.
Dang.
Probably 6 hours.
And you, like, said they were cowboy romances?
Yeah, like Montana Ranch.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
They don't look like it. They look, like, spooky.
I know. Yeah, the covers don't really, like, it was, they were spicy, but I just, like, skipped those scenes.
Did you see anything similar between that and what does she write? Shield
of Sparrows?
Yeah.
No.
No similar.
Well, like, Sparrows is fantasy.
Yeah, but it's like writing style or like, did you see any Devaney Perry in both of them?
I think I've only read 3 of her books now. Mm-hmm. Like listened to, read, consumed. So mm-hmm. I can't really say.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just wondering. That reminds me. Also, like, to become a reader, like, figuring out if you like hardcover, paperback, audio, Kindle.
All.
Yeah. There are so many ways to read a book. Mm-hmm. You just have to find the way that you like it. Mm-hmm. If you like having your cute little Kindle with decorated and a cute case or...
the stickers.
Yeah, I think that's so cute. That's the only reason I want one. I like expressing myself through stickers. Mm-hmm. But, and then, like, yeah, figuring out if you like paperback or if you like hardcover, mm-hmm. if you like carpal tunnel syndrome or if you don't. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so funny. But, and then another thing I do is investing in, like, pretty special editions. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone knows I'm a hardcover lover. So, I like the sprayed edges. Mm-hmm. I like the pretty. You know, it just makes me, like, pick it up more than I would, like, a basic... like, I don't know, like a basic edition, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah.
And then it looks so pretty on your shelf. Like, I probably spend an hour a week just staring at my shelves collectively.
Oh, yeah, I come in here and, like, my shelves aren't as full as yours. But, like, I come in here and I look and I'm like, wow, mm-hmm. I love my bookshelf.
Yeah. I don't get it. What is it about it? Is it just the, like, aestheticness of it?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know. I just sit there and I'm like, ah.
You look at all the books you've read and you're like, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, pretty. They're like little decorations on my bookshelf.
I know.
Another good tip you could do is, like, if you read your reading goal, like, I don't know, 100 pages a day, like, rewarding yourself of, like...
sweet treat.
Yeah, sweet treat.
Or go to a coffee shop and sit down and read.
Yeah. And you know what? Doing that, I have run into so many readers. Where we, like, bond over a book or something, or we're like, oh, is that good? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm currently reading this. Like, you connect with people because they physically see you doing something that they're also interested in. Mm-hmm. I've connected with so many baristas that way. It's so cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And it's such, like, going through a book together. Like, there's something that just connects you. It's so sweet. I love it.
Find a friend that likes to read and read a book together.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You get a buddy, what is it, buddy reader? Mm-hmm. Yeah, helps you get through it, and then you get, and I feel like that's a reward at the end of it, you get to talk about it.
Yeah, or you at can least text each other throughout, like we used to do.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I'm on this page, yeah. Something happened.
Are you on page 113 yet?
Yeah, no, seriously.
Because we started Overdue Conversations as a book club, like, we would read mm-hmm. the same book at the same time and then, like, meet up and chat about it whenever we finish. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of cool that it's become this now, our podcast. I know. Hopefully we'll be, like, influencers one day. We're like, isn't it so cute that we started out as, like, a book club? But, yeah, that's another thing is making, like, a bookstagram, an Instagram for your book account, you know? Because then you connect with other people that mm-hmm. have your interest. Mm-hmm. And I feel like... the bookstagrammers, like, they make such, like, aesthetic posts mm-hmm. where, like, they have, like, all the little trinkets with the books. I'm like, that is so cute.
I know.
I'm such an aesthetic person. And, yeah. like, seeing that is just so cute. And, like, the trinkets will match what the story's about or, mm-hmm. like, the colors of the cover and things like that. So, yeah, I feel like it's a good place to be. Like, yeah, it's just pretty. I agree. Yeah. And then you get, like, book recs. Like, yeah. you find someone that you relate to. And they like books that you like. And so then their recommendations can help your journey, you mm-hmm. know?
I mean, a lot of my TBR list is from, like, either Bookstagram or listening to I'll Read What She's Reading podcast. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Most of my TBR is, like, from recommendations that, mm-hmm. like, people have given.
Yeah, for sure.
On Bookstagram or yeah. whatever.
Yeah, that's probably the most... That's how I get most of my recommendations. Mm-hmm. Or, like, just walking around and I see a pretty cover. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, put that on my Goodreads. Yeah. Oh, that's another thing, is you can get, like, book tracking apps. Mm-hmm. We use Goodreads and Fable. Mm-hmm. I'm starting this new app called Reading Journey. It's, like, beta testing right now. And it's really cool. You can, like, you can make, like a social media post with like an emoji of like how you're feeling, and then it kind of like it shows like your emotional journey throughout the book, and it's like all emojis. It's really cool.
That's cool.
And then you rate the book with an emoji, and so at the like it'll say January you had most exciting books, and then February you had most sad books. Or
that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, like with an emoji. It's so cute. It's like Fable but with emojis. It's really cool.
I like Fable a lot.
Me too. That's way better than Goodreads. But I think I like, I don't know if it's like functionality of Goodreads better, like where you can like make comments and stuff. It just feels easier. Fable feels like it's a little bit harder because I have to press like a bunch of buttons to say I'm currently reading this book on Fable.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like Goodreads is so much easier.
I agree.
But Goodreads is so ugly.
Yeah, it is. Like, but everyone uses Goodreads, so yeah. That's why I'm on probably Goodreads probably the most.
Yeah, me too. And then I like that Fable, when like they want you to switch over to their app, so you can take your Goodreads data, mm-hmm. and they do that all for you to download into Fable. Mm-hmm. That's the thing about Reading Journey is like they haven't taken that data from your Goodreads yet. So if I wanted to, I'd have to like transfer all of my. Like, I'd have to say, okay, I want to read Morningstar, and type it in and say, want to read, and, like, have to do it all myself. But Fable, they just downloaded it for you. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate that about Fable.
Yeah.
But Fable is so aesthetically pleasing. It's kind of like a Twitter, but then, like, your, I guess the posts that you see are just random people. It doesn't, you don't have to be following them to get their content on your.
Yeah, but you can also switch it to friends only.
Yeah.
That's what I have.
Yeah. I don't have that. I have it on, like, public. But then I don't even read it. Like, I don't look
either.
I look at your Goodreads. I don't look at your Fable.
Yeah, same. And then I just like Fable because it has it by month. And, like, yes. Shows you how many books you've read. And, like, oh. Your reading streak. I like that.
Oh, my gosh. So good.
Yeah.
Fable's so good. But I just can't give up Goodreads for some reason.
Same.
The biggest update they've done in, like, 15 years is change the little G symbol.
I'm like, give us half stars.
Yeah.
Please.
Give us, like, aesthetic.
Yeah.
Like, it's just this white
and like
cream.
Beige.
Yeah. What is their problem? And you know what? It's connected with Amazon, and everyone's like, don't support Amazon, Monopoly. And I'm like, but it just works so good.
It's easy.
Yeah. And that, they were probably the first book tracking app.
You know? I think they are.
Yeah. And Goodreads is such a good name, too.
Yeah.
Goodreads.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Did you have any other like tips to become a reader?
No, but I have some recommendations for people who are getting into reading.
Yeah, tell us.
So I've already kind of said, like, romance. Mm-hmm. Like, as cliche as it is, like, Colleen Hoover, Emily Henry books, mm-hmm. Abby Jimenez, mm-hmm. Sarah Adams, if you want more, like, clean. For, like, mystery, suspense, Freida McFadden is, I mean, The Housemaid. It was, like, I think the first, one of my first, like, suspense books. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. Fantasy, I think a really good, well, I started reading Fourth Wing. Mm. But I wouldn't recommend that. Yeah. I would recommend, like, Powerless as, like, a good romanticy. Or Divine Rivals as like an intro fantasy. Mm-hmm. And then like fiction. Magnolia Parks.
Of course.
But I think any like, Emma Gray's books are really good.
Yeah, she's so good.
Yeah.
She's so unique. Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot about that. So good. I need to read The Last Love Note.
Yeah, same.
But we're going to cry.
Yeah. But yeah, I think once you find an author that you like, mm-hmm. it's really easy to read the rest of their books. Yeah. And then you start branching out because you're more confident.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, those are my recommendations for like starting, mm-hmm. if you're starting reading.
Yeah. I feel like I read maybe more genres than you. So like classics.
Oh yeah, I don't read like memoirs or anything.
Yeah, memoirs. I do read memoirs. So for classics, I would say Persuasion and Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. Those were really good, even though they were written so long ago. And then I love dystopian. So, like, Hunger Games, Divergent.
Oh, yeah, those two.
Scythe, the first book was so good, but I can't recommend the whole series. But the first book was really good. The concept was really good.
I agree.
So, read Scythe, and then text me, and I will tell you the rest of the plot, so you don't waste your time. But, Memoirs, Glass Castle, by Jeanette Walls. That was so good. I think Emma doesn't agree with that one.
Well, I read it in high school, so I don't really remember it.
Yeah. And then My Next Breath and The Third Gilmore Girl. Those were really good. I think I've listened to a few others, but I can't remember right now. And then Little Women, Louisa May Alcott. That's another classic. That was so good. Anything John Green?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, historical fiction. The Women, of course. Chris and Hannah. What else? Have I read any other historical fiction?
I think if you're really into World War II, reading, because this one's really short, I think, what is it called? The Tattooist of Auschwitz. Mm-hmm. That is really good. I think The Nightingale is kind of a slower burn book. It's kind of slow, but it's really good. The Women is more fast-paced by Chris and Hannah. Mm-hmm. But The Tattoo of Auschwitz, it's really short. It's like maybe 200 and something pages. And I feel like World War II is a really good, like, genre. I feel like a lot of historical fiction books are, like, centered around World War II.
Yeah, maybe because it's, like, the most recent war.
Or just, like, I think it's, like, one of, like, the biggest... I mean, I think it's very familiar with, like, a lot of people.
Yeah. So. And, like, obviously it's a world war. So then, like, the whole world is involved in it. Kind of connects the whole world.
Yeah.
It also reminded me of The Things We Cannot Say. Mm-hmm. That was World War II. But just in a different way. Mm-hmm. Like, written in a different way. So good. You should read that for sure. I think you'd like it.
You need to read The Tattooist of Auschwitz.
I know. And isn't there more to that? Mm-mm. No? Mm-mm. Thinking like someone's is it like Sitka's Journey and
Silka's Journey. It's a I think it's like a spinoff.
Okay. So not
connect. Or Silk I don't know if it's Silka's Journey, but it's like Silka something.
None of this is true. That was my first mystery thriller. I feel like that was so good. But is it because it was my first or did you like it?
I thought it was good. It wasn't my favorite, but I thought it was good.
I wonder if it's because it was my first that I'm like hyping it up in my brain.
Yeah.
But I read it in like 24 hours, 5 stars. I loved it so much. But I was also like a baby reader at that point.
Yeah. I think a good dystopian was Silver Elite.
Okay.
A lot of people didn't love it, but
I haven't read it.
It kept me on my toes and I was reading it so fast. It was so addicting.
That is so funny. Oh, I just remembered another historical fiction. I listened to it on audiobook, but it was Winter Garden by Kristen Hannah. And it's obviously historical fiction, but through fairy tales.
And I'll have to read that.
That was so unique. I was like, what a good book. So, yeah, that's my recommendations if you want to get started on reading.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening, and don't forget to start reading If It Makes You Happy by Julia Olivia. Podcast episode is out November 28th, but we'll see you next week.
Bye.